It's Tuesday, June 21st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Is the Fed really going back to the office? Career growth insights might help hiring, and are those performance reviews really impartial? This is the Business of Tech. With yesterday being a federal holiday, I wanted to look at some of the coverage around the federal employees. Axios reported last week on the move away from federal workers being remote. The Office of Management and Budget indicates that the vast majority of workers are back in the office. That said, it's actually not that simple. Here's some examples. The VA reports that they've moved away from maximum telework schedules. Interior says a combination of remote, full-time, or part-time is in the office. Labor reports that employees are working with their supervisors. Energy says schedules vary. The EPA has increased their in-office presence. The SEC says its return to the office is voluntary. And Justice says it's varied across lawyers. And all the while, the House advanced specific legislation strengthening the Fed's telework approach. The proposed law would require agencies to provide 30 days advance notice to Congress and the Office of Personnel Management of any action that would reduce federal workers' access to telework, as well as expand data collection on telework, particularly its cost and environmental benefits. Now, why do we care? There's a vast difference between declaring that you're open and back, which is done for PR, and what you implement in the workplace. Let's observe that sending a message that the government is open and returning normal is one thing, and then dealing with the reality of employees is something entirely different. I'm expecting we'll see even more of this, ahem, Elon Musk recently, where the messaging is different from reality. And that's why we care. The actual reality of what will happen will be a lot more small and individualized and way more complex than a single byline. Sure, the government has gone back to normal. Sure, it has. Amidst all the tough job market reporting, I spotted some data from Pluralsight. In their State of Upskilling 2022 report, 40% of technologists cite a lack of room for career growth as a motivator for leaving their jobs, including opportunities to develop new skills. Say 87% of the 7,000 respondents said they wanted to improve their tech skills. 61% of tech workers felt too busy to dedicate time to upskilling. Survey respondents identified that as the biggest barrier to development. 18% said that their employer emphasized hiring rather than upskilling existing talent, and the same amount cited a lack of support from their employer. Interestingly, leaders said they're even more likely to feel unsupported by their managers, 27%. Why do we care? Here's a build versus buy mentality. The data here says, look, you don't have to hire the skills you need, you can build them. Too often, employers think the grass is greener with new employees, when instead, upskilling those you have might be a better path. And as the data is saying, the ones you have might leave without that investment. So keep them and make them into what you need them to be. And two sets of intriguing work data. A channel company survey of the IT channel. 93% of women feel the hybrid work environment has either had no impact or has positively impacted their career. Only 48% of their male counterparts, however, felt the same. 57% of women said that they had made sacrifices, more sacrifices, than their partners over the last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. All the while, the majority of men surveyed, 81%, feel the current work environment has improved for women. And Textio, an augmented writing platform, looked at written job performance feedback. Black men received 68 words of written feedback for every 100 words received by white women. Asian men were 7 times more likely to be called brilliant or genius than Latinx women. On average, women, Black, and Latinx workers received more personality-related feedback, both good and bad, than their colleagues. Women, Black, and Latinx workers also receive less actionable feedback than their male, white, and Asian counterparts. Actionable feedback can provide meaningful guidance for making performance improvements. Now, why do we care? I hope it's pretty obvious. We care because there are distinct areas to work on here. I'll focus on the second set of data. It's a fantasy to think job reviews are blind to race and gender. may feel that way, but the data doesn't prove that. I highlight this for first awareness, and second, the observation that investment here can expand your talent pool. If your organization is pushing away people without you knowing it, you should be bothered by this and invest in fixing it as a leader. It's good business. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP radio. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Today is the longest day of the year as the summer solstice hits. It's also National Selfie Day, so I guess take one of those. But more importantly, World Day of Music. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.